对，大人，俺说不，有那心情，俺那有那心情，毕竟为了让军空的，在女中的，没进一把的，等下等你，等那个，个个某某，俺堂姐，啥气不，等你，不当个路嘛呢，中间有点个，俺听不共说是，
这个吧，My name is Sunan Duji, and I come from Tibetan region of Yunnan province, and this is my first time to come here, and this is a good opportunity for me to know so many famous experts and so many scholars.
Tumbaagi wula, di mzhung ni, tumcha ni do sumjia, jubji la zang ji yun. Tumba di nung la, tumba di dikha, rizja do gali ji yun. Di tumba, rung rung ki, zhungsu chiwa ji, zhungsu jido la zang, di yun ji yun. Di zhungsu di cha ji do, ni shi zha ji, li ji yun. Di nga rizu tumba di, mit gong an, bui ki,
所以，the population of our village is around 2,300 and have four.
Next one.
Yeah, have around 409 household, and total have around 20 nature villages, and all residents are Tibetan, and our village is located at one of the nature heritage called Three Parallel River.
Good. 也能在管理员吧，他们那，他们那管理员吧，在那哪，不管理员，哪里员，在中巴那吃的嘛，啥吃的是，但小巴你妈现在叫做你妈都在这，他人不给现在有嘛，也得送，都得送，都最现在的进，那马扎瓦就有没给中巴进行这类事，俺这那个叫呢，俺这弄的那菜进步带些计划，俺这进行的是，俺，错，巧。
I think our village is one of the beautiful villages in the world. And you can see from this picture, have a good forest, a green river, and good farming, and also many kind of trees.
那个叫梅里木木鱼节，那才弄得，俺那个等弄得，西木新竹那个西南大都是在镇上种的鱼，梅里也等弄得梅里个，就东阿家种的鱼，那弄得梅里种这里，都这个叶子松，对的松，给的松，我们弄得到九五十八级个种马恰东基因的意思。And
most importantly in these mountains, there are many medicinal plants and many kinds of trees. There are around 147 species of trees and also around 1,500 kinds of medicinal materials.
我这几种都能日大动物日大，个他们那种，包括不少树木，是的，我这个他们那种有没个种吧？我这几年的都，我这个恰当种吧，我这几类是，那菜当日大，梅里，我这两种有没几类是？And
there are also many kinds of wildlife and many kinds of mushrooms, and so this all these kind of natural resources composite our beautiful village.
阿东。 那些可不给，交规章、农规的各种弄得差的嘛，中巴经营的是。还有这弄的，我们这中巴给弄的，阿送给他送鱼嘛，哎呀， 부게 메리 제마 치바지 부게 늘로 제마 치바지 좀바 아송게 좀바는 저 오늘 유명기 좀바지 인레스
Our village located at the pilgrimage route of sacred Kawagbo, and the tradition of Tibetan tradition is well maintained in our village. You can see from this picture many traditional things of Tibetan well maintained. And our village is also on the trail of, it is called Tea House Trail. It is a connection between Chinese culture and the Tibetan culture. So our village is located on this trail.
From
my experience as a Tibetan doctor, from my childhood until now, I noticed something is changing. For example, the magnopsis. For example, this Macnopsis species, previously it's usually only used by a few Tibetan doctors. But right now, because of the increasing of livestock, and in many places, this species is disappearing.
Lomé, hang hang hang, ini kor duit sah, nama nama dia lah. Nama nama dia duit, gunung itu sah mulu. Tapi semua ini gunung muka ni tu, tak kulah jamah ni. Nama nama dia lah, jin nun nun tu, nama nama dia nun nun tu lah. Agak gunung itu sah jual je tu sah itu.
And this is also a common species, particular. And in previously, there's no threat to this common species, but right now it is become a main step of livestock, and so even this common species is also facing challenge. This species also face similar threat from the grazing. And why I take this four species as example is because some are grow on the high elevation, some are in near the water. And so, previously, it is not so common for the livestock to go there to grazing. But right now, people have to depend on the livestock animal husbandry for their livelihood.
Palika, Pujan, could not settle the treatment here. That is all. Jari, Puri, Taja, Kumhe, Hakutis. For this species, for example, because right now more and more people, Chinese, Tibetan, they realize this is a medicinal plant. And so all of them come to collect, even before it become a fruit. So this species also is gradually disappear.
And around 30 years ago, for this caterpillar fungus, as the example, around 30 years ago, in one day I can collect around 60. But 10 years later, during one day, I can only collect 15. But right now, only no more than 5 per day. And also for this snow lotus, and because more and more people realize the market value of this species, so all of them went to the mountain and they collect. So right now they are more difficult to find snow lotus. So I hope that all the people, for example, the participate for this conference can talk about the conservation of medicinal plants, this issue, and set together and communicate and share knowledge. And for example, for me, I can learn from you. So this is will have a hope for the future. I also do some effort on the plantation in my village. And for my understanding is the plantation should plant at the appropriate elevation for different species. And not all species put at one elevation, so it should according to the elevation.
但我那个，我个老舅子去哪是的？但我，东个穷穷个进了的，我北京好多进了的，我这个嘛北京他们门道，我呀，我个北个老卡个借钱就不少的，这三楼的一个，那个北，北京好，俺这北京好的，北个老卡的，老个有嘛弄的，没见有，但说你爸爸，那个聚一嘛，拢一嘛，这个几台上的，那个几万弄的，用的那个。
So this picture shows my clinic. This is I am the only Tibetan doctor in this village for around 2,000 population. So I'm the only Tibetan doctor. So the issue is in our village. Less and less population have opportunity to learn our culture, learn Tibetan. So I want to make my effort, my individual effort, to do some work on medicinal plant conservation.
They are going to begin it. That's it. Thank you for
SM and Dennis Glover, Sienna and Kanza, Alpine Bhutan Travel, and also other colleagues. Thank you.
We have time for questions in either language. I come across very two important spaces to your slides. What is the caterpillar fungus and another is snow lotus. Would you please kindly highlight the importance of this lotus as a case medicine in your system?
Snow lotus, what is it used for? What's the importance?
There
are many usage way for the snow lotus. It is mainly used for women's disease.
What disease would it be?
Women's related disease.
Okay. What about this caterpillar fungus? Because this type of cordyceps sinensis, it is found even in the higher altitude of the Arunachal Pradesh in the northeast of India. And the periodicity and the arrival season of this cordyceps sinensis in your area, in which period of the year this particular fungus is arriving?
When does cordyceps come up? Chongsao. What time is it?
Kazi when the Chongsao, kazi duris. Lutin, kazi duris.
Lutin, and never too much is in the Jiun Zurujan, the Jin Sunjal, the other.
几松家？哦，三百斤的。几松家鱼？哦，and it mainly grow in June to July, the time, and the production from his understanding is around 150 kilogram.
现在是可能是肯德基
per year. And in the upper meadow, around 4,000 meters.
Any other questions? Yeah, that's okay.
Thank you, Dr. Toji. This is a very unusual case for a Tibetan village doctor to come to the international conference, I would like also to take this opportunity to thank the organizer for offering this particular opportunity for Peter and Dr. William Thunder. My question here is about cultivating wild medicinal plants in the Adong area, for instance, because we are working in the same area, but in the near lower part of the Mekong River. So also the western side of the land, high altitude, village medicinal plant conservation project, linked with traditional medical knowledge. In your village case, do you have the experience of cultivating wild medicinal plants?
就是，可以很高的就，看来讲了，就是机会有点呢。嗯。那参加我们这次去看来讲是这个，第二个的可以问题的问题是去面做啊，讲是。嗯。去面做的成功的例子啊，有是。哦，那种没弄得做的，容许多没容做。嗯，容做他那卡个的。容做是那哈日做的。哦，and I also do some effort for plantation. Usually, now I have made four species of plantation in my garden.
What are?
This.
Annula
racemosa. Annula racemosa.
I think it's Annula racemosa. Manu. Manu.
Manu tosu. 那几条做出去的，啊几条出去的，我来，
中炸，
中炸，中炸是大黄。
哦哦 ，room，room，room，room，
嗯
，room，room，
我来几条出去的，三年嘛不？
我的 Paris， 那个 ，Chinese。那个重楼种不种？重楼？
重楼没有种。
没有种。I'm asking that very important medicine plants for both DCM and Tibetan medicine called Paris polyphyllum. Paris polyphyllum. Okay, thank you.
这种工作都是成功呗。
We have time for one more question.
Peter, do.
So I want to ask one question. No, not really question, but so just to get the information. So later that your Atong village has 1,500 medicinal plants, and he said that he's only the traditional doctor in the Atong village. So I want to ask whether now, I want to ask whether he want to.Promote and you want to make an institute, initiate a traditional medicine institute in the Atong village so that in the coming future, so traditional knowledge will not vanish. So it will remain to the generation to generation. So if he keep the practice, if he initiate the institute, like a small traditional institute, to the young people to learnhis knowledge. So is there any plan, any proposal to bring up the knowledge, traditional institute in the Atong village?
就是去阿东村呢，你去能够节约的避免了哇。哎，得去计划搿只鱼，哎，计划搿只对阿贵搿个呢，避免搿个呢，知识搿是保护搿个计划节约是的。
没穷这个，得被刷了罢了。现在得刷也不赢的，得打算不过穷穷的，啥都没有。得我这打车里有弄的，得弄的姑娘打了，怕要绝嘛就把的，蛮经营弄的，打算俺们去打打了，打不过了晓得，打了也热了弄的没得，没了咋打，吃打晓得得，老开会了没绝嘛就的没好人，得现在得弄几月。
Yeah, this is, I cannot say big plan, but on concrete plan, because I'm teaching my son to learn Tibetan and also to practice in the field. And I hope my knowledge can transfer to my next generation.
I have two questions. One of them just answered. So my first question is whether he is able to make enough living from his clinic. And second was that whether he is having any student or is trying to teach his children his knowledge. This was second question is partly already answered.
Yeah. So the first question is first.
Can he make enough living?
Yeah,
right.
Can he make enough money to survive? My notella, round round of Massachi, that hotel and not Hitchin Honola, that did you get wrong charge to you?
And right now is I can at least survive and I can make some income. But besides this, I hope I can now I'm also doing providing some support for the poor, for the disabled people, and I'm doing my effort. For this clinic.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.